Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
I'm doing great. This is Jethro. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What have you been listening to? Is there anything going on?
I think you're coming over the computer right now, Jethro. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm so glad. I apologize. We had most of our show started out a little crazy. They couldn't hear me.
I know, and how crazy that you get the crazy lady in Connecticut first.
Oh, my Corinne. Happy New Year.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You
so
look
great.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you. It's the girlfriend. I tell you, she makes me eat. I don't want to eat. I'm just going, please don't force me.
That photograph of the two of you is amazing. It shows all over the both of you. I mean it. It's wonderful.
We're having a blast. You know, we laugh. For our Christmas, we decide our tradition is to do the not the traditional. So we went to picnics. We went to Ferris wheels you saw there. We've just been, and it's been such a blast. I had someone else tell me. They said, Jethro, you look good. And I thank you for saying that, because I was a little nervous this year. This year is going to be for me eating better. I went on a little thing of I get a little bummed or I get a little depressed, and I would go fast food it. I mean, I was like, there's many of clowns that have known me by a first name now.
We all have our vices, right? But I swear, I looked at the photograph and I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow, he's like shining. And then I see the two of you, and then I see the comments. And I'm like, okay, I know why. But you look great. You look great, really. So I'm just amazed at how all this played out. It's like a little ironic, don't you think?
Oh, I do, and I was today. I was a little thinking about where I first met you off another radio and stuff, and I was going through stuff, and I feel like this is going to be the year for me. 2015 is going to be even better. People have asking me. They go, Jethro, you've done so much, and they keep telling me the best is yet to come. I just feel like the guy.
I believe that for you too. I've watched you grow. I really have. It's amazing. And you look really happy, and that's what we're all after, right?
We are. And you know that, being a client of mine, a friend, and that you know, Kay came from a prayer, and students that told me about her. They were like, and it was cool. I had the coolest angel students in Sedona, and they were like reading off the stuff they got out of our angel class. And they're like, I get you with this Gemini in California. And I'm the teacher. I'm like, that's nice, but I would never live in California. And Geminis are real intense for Scorpios to date. And I'm saying all this stuff. And I laugh to this day. Those listening, and Kim, actually, one of our students is a winner tonight. Kim, you won one of our cardatures, but she's one of my Facebook friends too. And her and her friend were there. And Kim's like, I really love this person. And she's reading all this stuff. And they've, her and Kay have become good friends. And I just giggle because, Corinne, you know, as a Scorpio, talk to me about something here. And you guys are tuning in. This is more fun. We do readings. Corinne will get a reading. You guys are all writing me. What's going on tonight? It's our New Year's Eve party. What we've got is, Corinne, as a Scorpio, 2014, we had Saturn beaten down on us. How did you fare with Saturn spanking you?
Oh, boy. It felt really, really good. You know? I've learned my lesson well.
Oh, my God. And I just, you know, you see this energy. You work with this kind of work, and it's really good. Corinne, I'm seeing energy with you with other development. I'm seeing, like, many avenues opening, but I'm seeing that you have to be careful right now. So something going on with your work that you can only put so much time. They don't want you to put all of your energy and your focus into your work. They're trying to get you to put more into some other involvement. It looks like your work's pulling from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my doctors are up for signing their contract, so that's a little nervous.
Ooh, as a person that works with all the medical field, I bet that. And I could feel the angels doing it. You know, they said that your guides are also working out another level of really putting in the love that they want with you, and they're making sure that everything else is completely working together for you. They said you're not only going to get what you want done, but you're going to be able to handle all of it, and it's going to be even more stronger than you ever thought. So this is a good year coming up for you. I am having a little trouble with you and Cupid, but as I look into relationship, they're showing me a couple of hearts.
Really?
Are you? Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, Corinne, are you now a little dater girl? What is going on? I guess the game. What are they?
Not really at all. I'm not. I mean, I've met kind of like nonchalantly a couple of people that like this one guy, and he was supposed to call, we were supposed to meet, but nothing. Really. I wish it was more exciting, though.
Oh, no. See, and that's what that they're doing is they're showing the future. This is going to be better. We've got to get that. See, this is what happens to us Scorpios. We take and stand back. We're the sign that's known for all those infamous things, Scorpio and our desire and our passions and our intensity. But we're also known for being that Scorpion who all of a sudden parts of our life we will pull back as the wheel goes around the energy. So they're telling me that there's very strongly two very strong potential relationships, but you're not getting to the person. That makes sense sometimes when I'm seeing what they're also telling me the angels for you is you, Corinne, are also developing another part of your love. You're getting yourself together, you're putting into another situation, and you're not done by any means on handling all of it at one time or another. You're going to be able to completely deal with the relationship thing as it comes into play. But the reason they're showing two strong energies is the guides have got people placed. They're just not getting it there. Now, I know because I've read you before about your music interest and your love, but the guides are telling me that you're looking for a Scorpio person. I feel you with it. I feel you with our own astrology, but you're looking for someone who wants to live and enjoy it. They're telling me that you've turned yourself in your interest of wondering what's next, and it's not answering. The guides are like, you've got to know, and it's time, Corinne. There's other people trying to help you with dating or something, but you're not listening to them.
Oh, so should I go out tonight?
I would say yes. I would say very much in New Year's Eve, and I feel that it's time. I also feel like you, all work and no play has got, you know, Corinne, and not a really good station of energy right now.
Well, that's where I love so much.
Oh.
You're wonderful.
Yes. I love
you. You are.
And thank you. You know, that means more. You know, people are like, well, you've got people that come to you for readings, and it's this, that reason. You're going to get me emotional. I'm very emotional, and I got to read some stuff tonight, and it's just so positive. We've got some good news. We're going to share about Psyche's Gone Wild. We've got some of our members, some of our family who went out and just kicked butt and took names this year, and it makes me feel so glad. And thank you, Corinne. That means a lot to me. When people, you know, I think I've read for you now a couple of years. You were with me through the psychic realm. Yeah, you've been with me a while now.
I've been with you for a little while, and that's why when I looked in tonight, and because I check in on you, and I see what you're up to, and I'm just like, wow, look at him.
Thank you. That means a lot. I put on a little weight. I've got a rescue this year. My Marty came in. Party Marty's. I named him. He's my rescue dog, and I found him. They brought him to me. He's a little Shih Tzu, and I wanted a real dog. I'm not saying he's not a real dog. He's kind of a kid now, but I wanted one of. I wanted like I used to have a Rottweiler. I've had a Pit Bull. I've had a Golden Retriever. I even had a Cocker Spaniel, but I've never had one of these little dogs like this. And I went, and I'm thinking, you know, the guys are telling me to get an animal, so. Was a Scorpio. I'm like, okay, I go in, and there's his this little animal, and he was doing the, you know, he's doing the leg thing to this woman. He's riding her leg, and I'm like, oh my God, this dog. And the woman's like, oh, this dog is perfect. I go, I don't ride legs. And, you know, they're all laughing at me. We made friends. We talked. I ended up, I love this little dog. He was the perfect dog. And now he obviously doesn't do that anymore, ride legs, but he, and it's like the kind of emotions have been this kind of year. I'm also being told, I'm glad, Corinne, that you look in on me. I feel like we're very good friends. I have a friend that if you look on there, it's Intuitive Chris. He reminds me of you as a Scorpio. He plays a guitar. He's a friend of mine. I feel like you and him have common. He has an Aquarius rising.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or for reading interest. No.
You like you.
No.
No, he's down in, yeah, he's on the wrong end of the state. And, you know, we got to get, but see, now I'm up here closer. Did you notice? And when we've talked, I did not ever see me out of Tampa at that point. And here I am
know.
Up in Washington, D.C. What are we, like a couple hours from each other?
I know. We're not that far. We're going to definitely have to connect.
Oh, yes, very definite. It'd be very fun, and I think you'll love it, and I would love to see. It'd be nice to put a, because I always, people tease me.
With a name.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had other ones tell me yesterday, they go, Jester, those are your actual pictures. You're supposed to put 10 years back. I said, no, I'm who I am. I'm not, I mean,
exactly.
I don't want, you know, it's, so I love you very much, Corinne. Good.
I'm sorry,
you.
I know there's like a relapse, echo kind of, so I apologize.
I thought that somebody was just teasing us, like they were like, you too.
So I'm going to have a great year, right?
I feel a very good year, and I feel that it is there, and love is there with the two. They're showing me that part of that is coming into the year that's up January. You're not that far already into it. You have to be careful a little bit right now of the that with the work, but I see that coming through. You're a valued worker, and these doctors know that. The thing that you've had happen for you is that you're so committed in working with your work together, you're also making sure that everybody else is working out with you and keeping your job is there, you know?
Thank you, Jethro. You're the best. Have a great new year, and I will listen in, and I'm going to go, well, as I listen, I'm going to get changed because I'm going out.
Rocket, congratulations. We'll be up here dancing in D.C., and you can be dancing over there, and we'll do a toast to you, Corinne.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Those of you who love the New Year's, here we go. Yay. Remember to go out and break some noodles. Remember to go and have yourself a warm traditions to it. Add to it. Whether it's a little sake. I know that's something real good. You got to make sure you're legal of age and not drink and drive. But sake's real good. Sake's something you could do a little bit of a toast for it if you like sake. If you've never tried it, it's a plum wine. It's very good. There's other traditions to do. I've had friends that for years, and those of you know, the tradition back home, I'm from the Wild West and Wyoming, was that we would do it, and the minute the bells rung, everyone hugged and kissed. You were to kiss every person in the room of the opposite sex. So what you would do automatically is we would wait for the bells. And those of you know a little bit of history about Psychic Jethro, remember this, because this will be on Psychic Jeopardy. We're going to be playing Psychic Jeopardy in 2015, so start taking track of this information. Those of you that are our fans, especially Jan fans. Jan, we've got some really good information tonight there. I can't even hardly contain myself that's going to come out there. But loving all of you guys through 2014, we learned this, and so we're putting out these other ideas to you guys. I'm talking about my days back then with the family. I wanted you guys to share a little bit with me. So if I do pick you up on the phone, you do get a little bit of a reading, but you got to give me a little bit of rapport here. I need to find out a little bit about you, not because of the reading, but because of the friendship. I had a couple of ladies the other day wrote, and they said, Jethro, you just do general readings on the radio. I do all the readings, and I'll tell you why. If I were to do this just with you over the radio with it, then it is, and other people. Sometimes I never hold back on a reading. That's something that was asked of me in an interview yesterday, but I do work on the fact that I do not over the air. I will privately sometimes contact that person later, and sometimes I don't. There was a person who was very rude to me last week, and they let me know that they were expecting it out, and they were a reader, and they were not real open. But I do give you the most forthright reading I can give you over the radio. This is just a test site. This is where you come in to get it, and then you get with us and go to thepsychicscumwall.com to get that reading. Speaking of contests, tonight's the night. We're going to start out, and we're going to do this through Monday through Friday because that's the days we're open. We can't wait anymore. Let's grab a name. One of our winners who won the books, and she's won herself the book of Lithmacy by Gary Wimmer. She also, because she did pick the Gary Wimmer, and she went ahead and picked out the things for it, she will be winning herself a nice necklace. It's Kim Pascarello. Hey, Kim, student of Jethro's, known in Arizona. Can't wait to meet you, Kim, again. See you soon, my brother. Loving Kim, you're going to be winning a prize because you put on there on Gary's. He's a musician, and I like to listen to him. That's all it took to win a prize. So going ahead, those of you guys tuning in, we'll be calling out the rest of the days. Remember, we have on Mondays Lori Connell, the lover. She is the nature girl. And as her winner, Margie Keats won the prize by going in on Lori's cardature and explaining why Margie was a nature wild one. Continue to hang on, you guys, because we can't wait. We've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to go yet, and we still got bigger prizes. The biggest prize is yet to come, those who won the Moonstone necklace. It is a inch of Moonstone with gold-crested holdings, and it is a very original Moonstone. Those of you know, Moonstone works with the magic of energy to be able to enhance, to bring things with it. We're going to grab that phone and play a little bit. 314, it's Psychic Gunwald Party. How are you, 314? They're not getting an answer. 314 didn't catch on to hear us. 573, Psyche's gone wild. Can you hear us, 573? Okay. 914, what about 914?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. These other people just got scared and ran. I don't know what I'm doing. First, I can't get it to work, and now they're like, he's talking to me.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is Jethro, and you are?
Christine.
Christine, welcome. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. I'm picking up some very intense green energy with you, which tells me that you're also a very strong individual and working out some really positive, something's very much coming here that's needed for you. So talk to me a little bit and I'll do the rest of the reading.
Well, I was just wondering if you could pick up anything around love. And I have someone in particular.
Mm. Feeling that they, I feel like they're also going through another situation for you, that the love is also beginning to, I feel it's good. I feel very positive. The green is your heart chakra. I'm picking up the love there. That's why I was getting with it. But I'm also picking up that the person you have in mind is a good person to be with for you. It's like they also are, I'm getting a yes with this. I'm getting this person is there. I'm feeling like the person's not right now understanding all of their worth. Like they're a little insecure and you're a little shy or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting, yes.
I mean, we have a history and things have been on and off. but lately I've been trying to reach out to him, and he hasn't really been so receptive. As a matter of fact, I tried to call him today, and I wasn't able to get through to him. So I'm not sure if I should keep trying to call him today because I really wanted to wish him a happy new year. So I'm not sure how to handle the situation.
Oh my goodness! And see, I feel that it would be a good thing to talk with him. I do feel it's really good. They're telling me with it, but I also feel that it is. It's unfortunate with him that sometimes he. I feel like he's trying to put up a front that he's like dating or he's doing something. Sometimes he's just a, pardon the expression, a pain
yes.
in the ass. I just gotta say it. He is being a pain in the ass.
I mean, the fact that you just said that he's putting up a front about dating someone is exactly what's going on. There's another woman, and I don't know the status. I think they're just friends, but I think he is putting up a front that they're dating.
And it's kind of a little bit to hold you back. It's kind of a little bit of a thing. It's kind of a and that's why I use that word, the A-U-S-S, and I apologize to the people of Jethro Cusses. Yes, I do. But what's wild is that he's going with you, Christine, and when he's working with you is he's putting out energy, and he is doing that to keep you like a little bit of a control thing, a little bit of, okay, I want you to see. But you hurt his feelings a little bit, and I'm feeling that why you hurt you a little bit was that when you guys did the breakup or when things started kind of going, you guys were starting to go together, he didn't get what the way he wanted. You're a strong woman, and you keep that. You don't ever want to have somebody playing in your head or doing another energy. And there's something there a little bit that he's not understanding that to treat the softer sex, he needs to be forthright. He's trying to play a little trickery here with this. Like, I've kind of got her, and that'll give you, like, I got this girl, and that'll get you. Not realizing that women are smart, and they're going, you know what? I am all that. I am the buffet baby. I'm the main dish. I'm not being mean, but as men do these things. These are things that we go through. And I had a friend tease me once. I raised three boys, and I still say I'm one sometimes. We go through these stages of being a man, and we don't understand. So we do different things. We think that we have to be a little bit. I feel that he's also, something's gone on with you too. Talk to me about these other people. You've got other people trying to get into your business. Like they're not, they don't want you because you won't do stuff that's not right or something.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
There's something about people like pushing you back because you're not, you have some kind of standards or ideas that you've told people you didn't think it was right. It's like you're fighting, you're proving that what you feel is right, what you stand up for something. You've had, and I feel like it's friends of his or something with people around him. There's some people around him that are kind of like, you're not playing their games, or you saw through them, or you're not something. It's like I feel like there's some people that are trying to get in your business that way.
Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know.
Well, Christine, good luck. You definitely, I would love to do a reading. I am giving discounts. I'm going to let this out over the radio. Those of you going into Yelp, and there will be a discount on Facebook if you guys would like to. Christine, maybe I could get with you and do it. I do some, I've never done this now until this. This is the first time I've done this since 1987. I'm doing 15-minute readings on for those of you who need it because there's so many people needing the help. I am booked real solid, but if you get a hold of me and message me or contact me, I could get you in here next week. I've got a couple. I've opened a couple days because we've got so many people wanting it. If you get a chance, Christine, get a hold of me. I'd love to read the rest of it. I would even, what I would want with you too is I'd want to have two pictures, and then I would like to give you a year forecast of what's going to happen here and how you're a good person. I feel that you two will end up together, but you're going to go through some silly stuff.
Okay, that makes sense.
Did that help? I hope I didn't make you want to have a drink already before the New Year's bells.
No, that helps. I just so do you think that I should contact or try to call in, or should I just give it a rest?
I feel like, unfortunately, for this time of the year, you're going to have to give it a rest because he has played that game with her. That's what I feel. But I feel like it isn't done yet, and I think you should know in your heart, because I do see later on some other things coming around where he – you know, he's got to contact you for that kind of a date or to see what's going on. And he is trying to make it out like there's something there, which tells me that he's got to have to learn a little bit of a sap. It's a shame because no one should be alone on New Year's Eve. I feel like you should go do something fun. Like we're just talking about, do something for you, Christine. Go out and, you know, have a new yogurt you never had, or go and try a little bit of a different wine. Be safe and, you know, toast the ones. Mm-hmm. It's fun at this time of the year because when you do that positive celebration, New Year's, the 2014 moves and the new baby of 2015 comes into your life.
Mm. Okay.
Let me know. Write to me on Psychic Scott Wild. Thank you. We are wild and we got to grab. Christine's got to head. I got to go to the next one. But you know what? We're giving away Tuesdays. Those of you we just talked about, Lori Connell, we've also got our Tuesday three ladies. Jan Bach Drakey is our Indian scout. She's phenomenal. She does Native American totems. We love her. She's Jan fans from all over the world. Love this one. Jennifer Pazell, you are the winner. So Jennifer, you know, contact us. We'll be contacting you. You are the winner of the Jan's Cartature. So definitely make sure we get that contact with you. And going in, we had Linda Irwin is the girl who does the work with us so well on the extraterrestrial, the space brothers and sisters, the light workers and lovers in the other universe. And the winner of that is Lori Connell. Lori won that by the best answer that she put. Lynn Bleasdale, our phenomenal reader from Canada, her winner was Rose Kay. Rose Kay, you also won that prize for that. We still haven't given away the best of the bets yet to come. We've still got to go through it. And you guys are getting a clue that there's a moonstone coming up for somebody yet. We haven't given that away. All of those are winners of our contest. They will win a book of Gary Wimmer's. They also will win a beautiful I cannot talk tonight. Stone of Rose Quartz, so they can take that home. So we're loving that. We're going on to it. We are looking at a couple of other winners here, and we're taking them out. And it's like we have four going into Wednesday. Here we go. We have Jethro Smith. The winner of Jethro Smith was Jackie Kelly. Jackie Kelly is the winner, so you will be getting a prize there. Congratulations, Jackie, for putting in. Those of you know that we've got Dina Flanagan was our medical doctor, and we put in there. And we have Nanette Stevens. Nanette Stevens won that award. She will be getting herself a prize in the mail for putting in on Dina Flanagan's hers. We still haven't given away Thursdays and Fridays. We've still got to go with Chris White, the intuitive, Angie Mitchell, our wonderful tarot girl, and Patty Negri, our magical white witch. So those of you tuning in, remember to stay tuned and enjoy a little more fun with us. I'm going to take just a minute. We've got a lot of phone calls. We're trying to get through as many of you guys have. Happy New Year. I love the fact. I know the show started out a little kooky, but we're back and we're more fun than we ever were. So let's make sure that we go ahead and play out a little bit more of the music for everyone that we've got. And I want you to be able to take a minute. We're going to take a commercial for PsychicStore.com. Do check it out. You'll love PsychicStore.com, and they have some phenomenal book deals over there.
Is what you are experiencing normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.psychicsstore.com, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Let www.psychicsstore.com, that's PSYCHICSSTORE.com, help you discover for yourself.
Phenomenal. Psychics Gone Wild is here for you at thepsychicstore.com. Loving everyone. Everyone's coming in. We've got quite a few callers trying to get through. We've got the readings. Jethro, why don't you ever pick up your phone? There's a reason I don't do that, because if you got to realize, you got to schedule online. All of it's on there. If you go to jethrosmith.net, you can go on, schedule online. You can handle it there. You can email, write to me. I do take the first people that come through, and this gives it a good way to do it. I have people that have waited sometimes 3 weeks to have a reading with me. So if they've waited that long, and I feel very fortunate, I want to thank some of you friends who fly from other countries to see me. I have a reading coming up here from a person from the Mideast who I will be reading from here in Tampa next week, and I thank you very much. This is why. So for their fairness, for the people who've waited, I just don't pick up the phone and give a reading. I know a lot of times people want to check. That's what the verification, that's what the show's about. You listen into this show tonight, you say, okay, Jethro's a little silly. He talks about food. He might not be my reader. I would rather have, you know, John McCarica, because he is not like that. He's very stuffy, and he gives readings from the real part of his head, not his heart. No, I'm just teasing John. I'm just making that name up for anybody that's reading this. But for that person, that's where you find your reader. So listening to the show, there's where I do readings. So I do encourage, do not please call. I don't want to hurt feelings. But if you call for a free reading, you've mistakenly taken this for granted. If I were a doctor and I were to just freely operate on you, it would be the same kind of thing, because I need to have a time and a value. You've worked real hard for your degrees. I've worked very hard for my years of experience and knowledge. For those of you tuning in, go to Living in the Psychic Realm if you really want to check that out. That's my first book. Those are my teachers put in. And I have another book out called Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. Phenomenal book for those of you who want to do that. I get a lot of times questions of it. This is to use the normal things in your house, and you can use them to read with. Let's say dominoes, dice, playing cards, candles. I do encourage all of you that they are a way, and I've always worked with it. This works for me. I do it. I do know that the reasons I'm giving these are from master teachers who taught me these, and they work really well. Is there other ways? Oh, yeah. It's just like, you know, you used to find an astrologer. When they talk about an Aries and then the other astrologer, the Aries is a little different. We all put our parts into it. My teachers put their part, but what I have is what they work. So definitely, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. It is on sale on Amazon.com right now. And I suggest, please put down. I've had a couple of you, I want to thank you, that have been putting in the reviews. I'm so glad you love the book. It's a phenomenal book. If you contact me, I will send you a copy of it. And right now, I'm doing a special free shipping. $15 is the price of it, and free shipping. Send me that at PsychicJethro@AOL.com, or you can go on Jethro.net. I want your book. Please give me a signed copy. Tell me your name, and I will sign it. You know, I'm very much looking forward to that. I do put a little bit in there. You know, thank you for, you know, buying my book, or greatest regards. If I know who you are, I'll put something personally in there. I've talked with you. But, you know, to get the book, it's one of the things that I really want you to do. This is what we do here. Tuning on, going in, we're going to grab the phones. We're going, it's going fast. For those of you tuned in, I want to take a minute. In 2014, we, Psychics Gone Wild, found some friends. We found a friend that was over across the waters, and that friend came in and became part of our family, and we love her dearly. What was even more exciting at that time in our life is, as we were working out things that were going on, the other individuals that were contacting us and working with us were also contacting and letting us know that they loved us too. We gave out prizes beginning of this 2014. And I got to tell you, this is one of the first things that really impressed me, as I've gotten a lot of gifts from you guys, and I love that. I love the sharing of the wealth. Was the individual won a prize on Psychics Gone Wild, and we sent her a prize, and we found out that she was in Japan. So we're very happy that she went and got the prize, and everything went through. I had contacted, making sure I want to make sure that I sent it right, you know, through the customs, and I got this letter back. Thank you for having the great show. After listening to the first show, I was already in love with it. I enjoy it so much. The psychics all seem like very special people with very warm hearts. The gifts from you haven't arrived yet. I'm thinking maybe today. I'm so excited. When they arrive, I will let you know. Thank you so much for all your wonderful time and gifts. Greatest gratitude, Brenda. In the gift box that Brenda had sent me, I received this. The next day, she got our gifts. We were very happy. But Brenda Epperson, this is a special I love you out there for our magical time. You're a friend of ours in Japan. We love you and we'll always will. Just letting you know, this is Jethro saying Happy New Year's to you in Japan. Those kind of reasons is what we do this for. Not someone to push me on a button and say, Jethro, you've got to give me a free reading. I don't understand that. I'm going to come to your house and do what you do. So, teasing all of you, 405, you're on live, Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing great.
Happy New Year's. Oh, yay, Rita, where you been?
I've been busy.
You a little busier. I'm glad to hear from you. I love it. I'm just so glad. You getting ready? Are you going to do anything this festive night? Or?
I am not.
Oh, no. See, if you were closer, me and Kate take you out dancing. We get you out there.
I am just, it's supposed to come, you know, snow and ice tonight. So I was going to stay in where I'm safe.
Oh, that, I, you know, and I'm up here in D.C. and I'm being such a baby. I say that and I laugh, but I just, the minute I get out there, I forgot after living in Florida how cold outside could be, you know, with these other weather. I'm from Wyoming. You think I'd remember that frozen feeling very well, but I just, it's like, woo. So, well, Rita, you know, I'm so glad you called in New Year's Eve. I'm reading off here, you know. I'm going to ask, I've been talking to everybody about their year. What do you feel? I mean, you've listened to our show a couple of years. Do you feel like, I mean, we've added some new people, some variety. What do you think of our Psychics Gone Wild group?
I think it's fabulous. And what you've done for so many, it's just, I love it.
Oh, God, I thank you. And I love them, too. Now, and I am picking up with you, Rita. It's ironic you said you're. I'm feeling that there's something going on. There's like people with you that you're handling, or something's going on with you that's very tense. That I feel like that it would be okay to ask for some help or some assistance. Somebody needs to help you with something that's going on there, and you're carrying a big burden or something. I keep seeing a lot of energy around you that is taking a lot of its toll.
Yes, my health is really declined.
So sad. I have my tears there. And I know from years of reading you and being friends, I know that it also was working out another part of the guide work and some other things together, that the angels are telling me that you're not only handling you know, your angel work, but you're also dealing with the karma there. And I feel like it someone's going to need to help there with him. I don't feel like you're getting much help there with it.
No, I'm not.
Oh my goodness, this is very sad. I do feel that the guides are showing me that you have found some, like, I feel like they're a little unconventional ways, you and him working together. It's the system too. It's not, it's like they're not, his health and the conditions are, it's like he's brave in it, but you guys, it's like there's like you guys are trying to find unconditional ways to help him, and it's just there's no resources for you.
Right. Right.
Oh my gosh, that's so, my heart is going out to you. It's like, I feel like this is very much there. They said you're also strengthening up your relationship and your work of making, you know, your relationship more studious and positive of things for you this year. My heart goes out, Rita. The angels are telling me a little bit of some other people. You've got some people from the other side that are making jokes. I keep smelling like they were baking or food. They're joking like... They like to eat, the people on the other side.
Yes, Marla's an excellent cook, and we joke about, you know, they're eating great.
Yeah, they're having a party over there, and people have realized, you know, from the other side that they still do energy. All this food smells and all this energy, and she's laughing. She's like, she's like, okay, you know, she's just waiting her time so she gets to see you. She says that she still checks in, and you still don't do the recipes like she'd like, or something about recipes.
I know.
She doesn't
they don't
know,
work.
Right? That's what she's saying. She's saying that it's
I don't care
yeah.
if I follow every single step. They don't work.
That's what she's saying, and she's telling me, she's laughing, and she's like, you just, you know, you're doing it. They said it's going on really well.
I've even thought, you know, did she leave a step out just so I would tell? No,
she laughs. She goes, "You always did do that." She said that it was. It's like the other thing. She's talking about something about lumpy gravy or something. Something about lumpy.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Oh my god, I love her. As being a cook myself and from the food service, she just got such positive, vibrant energy. She's like, okay, we always had this with Rita. It's just like she's laughing
When we threw away like the fifth pan, you know, the fifth time, she's like, okay, you're good. You're just not gonna get it, okay? I'll make the gravy.
Oh my goodness, I love it. I love it. Well, Happy New Year's, yeah. Rita, and for calling in, I have on here. We wrote down as the fourth number that called in, and you were the fourth one that came through. You've also won a prize for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. I do have down here with you. You know, contact me, Rita. Just let me know this is Rita. Send me a snail mail, and you will also win one of those really nice book prizes that we're giving away.
Oh, yay.
Yay. You need it. Read it. Let me know what you think of it. Tell me about it. I'm not sending you any recipes. I've already been told you what you'll do with them. So, I'm just kidding. Just teased in there. I love you dearly. And Happy New Year. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Have a great one.
Great, you too. We are Psychics Gone Wild. We're going fun. We're having a blast. One of our lovely listeners and friends, Rita, just called in. Happy New Year's to that, sweetie. Those of you coming in, I can't believe it. I can't hold it back another minute. We've got to grab a hold of a couple more winners. But I've got to tell you, in 2014, you know, every year we grab a hold of a psychic. We get a hold of ones and they come in as a family member, and we get to see them grow and work and enrich and helping each other. And through the years, we can name off people. Let's go Georgia, Angela, Dina, other individuals that have come through, and just naming those that have went before this person. The family here, always promote. One of the best honors is to be a certified, meaning you're a real, accurate, general, to-the-point reader who's been verified, certified, that you can do these abilities in other places with someone you don't know, to be able to be the real American certified psychic. Patty Negri, our phenomenal Friday hostess, Dina Flanagan, all these names I'm naming you. Well, and that's what we do here. We bring in individuals that we bring in that we love, and we put them together, and we work with them, and they have these raw talents that we get fortunate enough to see work on the radio and his friends and special times in the chat rooms or in Facebook. And then we look at them, we were so impressed. Well, this year, 2014, every year, one of us comes up in through the years, through the ranks, you know. And I got to tell you guys, I'm getting real emotional, but this is who did it this year. Jan Bach Drake went and became American certified, and it's wonderful. We're so happy. Congratulations, Jan. You rock. There's many of our fans listening. Jan Fan is now American certified. We know her as the wonderful Jan, and she'll always be, but she's now certified and verified with the American Federation Association. So she also is going to be Jan with a certification behind her, just making her that much more special. And what we love about it is those of you tuning in, we're working hard. I know we've got other people writing, when is it going to happen? Who else is in there? Watch the clock. You never know. The next one we'll have will be the ones we've got. Now, grabbing those winners, we're going into those cartridges. A little emotional. Apologize here. I'm a little baby. Thursday night. We're going to Thursday night and looking at those. We grab into there, and they're going, here we go. And ironically, our person that put in here was, we had Angie Mitchell this year, our tarot reader. She came in new, wild little woman that she is that we all love, and she showed us how to read tarot and a lot of fun. She's a new one on Thursday nights to get a chance. And Angie got in right before the cartridges got in. But because she is so fun, she did some things on Facebook, and other friends came in and said, you know what, let's give her awards. So we took and found the ones that went through Angie Mitchell's pictures and found the funny faces and fun that Angie puts up, and we gave Cindy Campbell a winning prize. So Cindy, you also will be getting a winning prize in the mail. Stay tuned for that. And we are Chris White, the intuitive. Those of you who know him, he's a very phenomenal host, very sensitive, very intuitive, so empath. Been reading here for a couple months with us. His cardature of was up and put up there, and no other than our Jan Bach Drakey won that one. So Jan won the award because she put up the very most. But yes, we give awards away to our people because our people are in there. You guys want to win? Come on in. We weren't done then because we still have. Now you're going to find out the winner of the Moonstone with the most beautiful written words out that we gave out this year is to a listener of Patty Negri's. And she wins that, plus a few books and some other prizes. She takes home the big mother load of this, plus also there will be some other prizes in there. They're just going to be psychic. She has to find out when she gets it in the mail, and that is Laura Victor won the Moonstone Necklace along with some other prizes by putting out the longest, most beautiful way of writing to our hostess, and it was Patty Negri's that she wrote it on. So Friday's winner is Laura Victor's. Congratulations, Laura, and thank you so much for listening to Psyche's Gone Wild, being your friend and listening to you talk with us on here has made my life more enriched, knowing that there's great people out there. All of you that are tuning in, we've got a few more minutes, and I say I've got a few more minutes to read a couple more. We got 917-770, Mary Lou, 405-314, and we've got, oh my goodness, we've got Skype, we've got a 214 and 843 209 630 916 720 630. Who do I grab? I don't know. I'm just in New Year's mood. We're partying. We're grabbing. We're out dancing. Pretend with me. Walk around. We're laughing. I think we haven't heard from her in a while, and I love her. I got to hear from Mary Lou. How are you, Mary Lou?
I'm good. Hi.
Hi. Happy New Year. And it's been a wild one, has it?
Ah, oh, yes.
So I'm glad to hear from
you. New.
I'm just looking for friends, and I got you. I'm so happy. Thank you for being one of our best listeners. I know through the years this has been, you've been up and downs. We were talking a little bit of old anxiety here, of things that were going, and with the magic of Christmas here in December, give away a lot of prizes tonight. Mary Lou, can you honestly, and then I will give you a reading too, can you tell me, out of all of the people we've had through the years, and you've been on, you've listened to a couple of my shows, who would be one of the people that you would highly recommend as a reader or a person to sit down and have a talk with?
Gary Wimmer.
Oh my God, I would have to agree with you. What a phenomenal man. And you know, he just keeps rocking. It's like Mondays he's there. We're going to be doing Psychic Jeopardy in February for Valentine's, and definitely he's got some stuff to, you know, for his Jeopardy that he's had a very, and still does, a strong career in a lot of areas. Gary's a very multiple faceted psychic.
He's pretty impressive. And so are you.
Oh, thank you.
You are asking for someone other than you, right?
Yes, and thank you, Mary Lou. Yes, and thank you so much. I try. You know, the funny thing is I have other people that tease me back home. They go, Jethro, it just amazes us that you were doing this. And they got used to it. My family and friends, they were like, they would just ask. You're like, Jethro, this is going to happen. That's going to. And now that I'm doing this, they're like, you've changed. You've just gotten more sillier. I just was like, what? And I guess I have. I there's a point there where, you know, it's like you just learn to go, okay, I'm going to laugh.
You know,
I'm going to
laugh. What that means, right?
Uh-uh.
It means that you're on the spiritual path as opposed to just the psychic path, because there's a difference.
Oh, I would agree there. Yes, I would agree there.
And when you're on the spiritual path and you get it, joy comes into your life. When joy comes into your life, it boils over and people think you're a bit of a lunatic. But it's just because you are just light and joy and happiness, and you see the point in it all.
Oh.
You get it.
And I love you, and thank you, and you know, and that's that. And I've seen this through years, and it was my fear, and I will tell everyone now over it, is I saw so many individuals through my, I'm, you know, telling my age now, of my career that would get in, and I call them the hot dogs. They would go in 3 to 5 years, they did the woo, great hot dog thing, and then nothing again. And it's because they got off of that. And I feel that, I know with me, if I start to get a little bit kooky or a little bit, I feel the feeling, I go into my faith. I've just been, and I love all faiths, by the way. I'm one of those individuals that I will go to this place for a while. I'll go to this church. I believe very much in the light. And then I feel very much that I need to kind of get that. Then I get that, like you said, that it's like that path. So thank you. That's probably the best compliment I've had, Mary Lou, this year. That's very generous.
Well, It's not about any one faith being right. It's all going to worship the same energy. And if people understood that, then they would just be so much more happiness in the world.
I feel that. I agree, and I love it. And I've had a lot of friends tease me through the years, you know, of you're doing what? You know, and we joke. My father now has recognized, especially this year, he came into the fact that I'm not working a restaurant in Tampa. I'm actually doing this for a living. My family does a lot of food services, and we're known for that. And he was like, he would tell friends and stuff. He's like, yeah, Jethro's down there. He's really cooking a really good, you know, he's down there with the lobsters at. And like, wasn't about at first to admit this. He used to tell me, he goes, we don't talk this, and all of us see them, we just don't talk about it. And I used to think, as a kid, I'm like, well, that's messed up. And I still tease him about it. So, Mary Lou, I feel with you the energy, and I feel there's something going on with 2015 that is, it's time for the other reckoning. I keep seeing, I'm seeing like a thin man, and I'm not sure why, but I keep seeing, and I feel it's a, I feel like he's supposed to be in your path, but he's not there yet.
Okay, have I met him?
Mm-hmm. They're telling me that you got to meet him, but things were odd or something happened in the situation and it didn't. He didn't get to come in like he's supposed to. He's kind of off over at a distance where he's supposed to be more of your life, but your guides are saying that 2015 he's going to be part more of your life.
Okay. Because I'm trying to, part of me wants to kick him to the curb.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe that's what it is. And he's
thin. My bad.
You, I know, I love you. You're Mary Lou. That's why you're my buddy. I feel that. And see that, oh my gosh. And now you're trying to kick him to the curb. Oh, you're Henri. They're trying to put him around and you're like, no, not this week. No, no. That I love it. They're telling me that. The guys are saying in January there's going to be some work with this and then it is going to come to resolve. And he's going to, I feel like he's got to be more of an asset in your life or he will go. Yeah, that's, whoa.
Well, that's pretty much the down low. Either you're good or you go.
That's it. That's what I feel. I love you, Mary Lou. We got to go. I always catch you at the last. I got 10 seconds before they turn me off. Okay. Goodbye, everybody. Well, go to psychicscomwall.com. Thank you, Mary Lou. We love you. Continue, you guys. Remember, stay a Jan fan. She's the one to see. She's going to be bigger than we even know. Love you all.